it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With every breath that I make.
The Trump administration organized a vigil for Charlie Kirk last night at the Kennedy Center in D.C. Speakers included White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, and House Speaker Mike Johnson. Officials in Utah say Kirk's suspected killer, Tyler Robinson, has not been cooperating, has not been providing them with any information. Governor Spencer Cox says Robinson grew up in a conservative household and became a member of a Mormon church, but later started to lean to the left politically. Correspondent Matt Gutman reports investigators are looking into Robinson's messages on the app Discord.
He's got this group of buddies that he does gaming with online, and the New York Times reports these messages on this app as some of his friends saying, hey, you look exactly like that suspect. And then the suspect, Tyler Robinson, allegedly joked, that must be my doppelganger. And then there are further jokes with some of his buddies saying, hey, can we collect the reward if we turn you in? And then allegedly Tyler Robinson chimes back, yeah, but only if I get a cut. Ha ha ha. Eventually he ends up confessing to his roommate, according to the governor.
Robinson's expected to make his first court appearance tomorrow. Conservative influencers like Laura Loomer are pushing for people who criticize Kirk to be fired. Reuters reports at least 15 people have been fired or suspended because of their posts about Kirk. Many of them pointed out Kirk's incendiary rhetoric. One called his death karma. An assistant dean at Middle Tennessee State University was fired for writing on Facebook, "Looks like old Charlie spoke his fate into existence. Hate begets hate. Zero sympathy."
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.